Following on from his series on Christ's prayer this Wednesday, Pope Benedict turned to what he described as the first book on church history, the Acts of the Apostles, and in particular, the person who was there at the beginning of salvation history and of the community of believers, Mary.
In all the events of her life, from the Annunciation to the cross to Pentecost, Mary is presented by St. Luke as a woman of recollected prayer and meditation on the mystery of God's saving plan in Christ. As Mother of God and Mother of the Church, Mary prays in and with the Church at every decisive moment of salvation history.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict said prayer is often dictated by difficult situations, personal problems that lead us to turn to the Lord for light, comfort, and help. Mary, he said, invites us to open up the dimensions of our prayer, to turn to God not only in need and not just for ourselves, but in a unanimous, persevering, faithful way, with one heart and one mind.
Let us entrust to her every moment of our own lives, and let her teach us the need for prayer, so that in loving union with her Son, we may implore the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the spread of the Gospel to all the ends of the earth.
This Wednesday also saw Pope Benedict become the latest person to ring the International Eucharistic Congress bell for renewal in the Church in Ireland. Just before the audience, in fact, the Holy Father met with a delegation from the IEC 2012 Organising Committee from Dublin, Ireland, led by Archbishop Dermot Martin, aptly beneath the Arch of the Bells to the left of the Vatican Basilica. They had brought the bronze bell to the Pope, who blessed the bell and rang it vigorously, pausing to admire the icons as Archbishop Martin explained their significance. And being the week that's in it ahead of St. Patrick's Day this Saturday, Pope Benedict was also presented with a bowl of shamrock plucked fresh from Irish soil. The IEC 2012 bell remains in St. Peter's for a special mass at sunset Wednesday at the altar of the chair before its final pilgrimage home to Dublin for the June 10th to 17th Congress. I'm Eimear McCarthy.